Ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties beyond our control are delaying our presentation of the Campbell Soup Show, Amos and Andy, scheduled to be heard at this time. As soon as these difficulties have been cleared, we hope to present Amos and Andy. In the meantime, a transcribed organ interlude. Ladies and gentlemen, the difficulties which delayed our presentation of Amos and Andy, sponsored by the makers of Campbell Soups, have now been cleared. Here are the famous pair, Amos and Andy.
Then the next thing, I sort of forgot some of the words to the song I was going to sing.
Yeah.
Couldn't get them in my head.
Yeah.
Then you know that Mrs. Van Polder and myself ain't speaking to each other, and we were supposed to sing together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Then a little thing like, this didn't amount to nothing, but I started thinking about getting up in front of all them people and something going wrong.
Oh, now, that's it right there. Now you done beat around the bush. You done finally got in there where the rabbit is. Yeah.
Well, what's that? What?
Yeah, well, that is that thing you're talking about. That is the germ that starts the whole fever, that fear germ.
Oh, I wasn't scared.
You think you wasn't. You were so nervous that all the nerves in your throat got together and say, let's tighten up on him. That's what your nerves say.
Well, I've been over and talked to my singing teacher.
Hmm.
I told her that I was better now.
Yeah.
Then she told me that she was going to have the recital next week.
Oh, you was over there early this morning. Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
Come, I love you only. Oh, boy, I really wish the thing was tonight.
Yeah, you really wish the thing was over and that you was a big success. That's what you really wish.
No. I tell you, I know that I'm going to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the newspapers is all going to be there to hear me sing.
Well, now listen, and I didn't want to show you this, but here's a little piece that was in the newspaper today.
What's that?
Look here, I'll read it to you. The Bluebird School of Singing, which is managed by Mademoiselle Henrietta DeWitt, announced that the recital scheduled for tonight would be postponed until a later date due to illness of some of the participants.
Yeah, well, that ain't bad.
Now listen to this. Andrew H. Brown contracted buck fever yesterday as the 0 hour approached.
Hmm.
However, it was reported in Harlem that he knocked himself out with his own singing at rehearsals.
That's a fine thing.
Residents of Harlem claim to have never heard Mr. Brown sing. That noise you have been hearing for the past 2 weeks, which resembles a cow, was Mr. Brown rehearsing for his debut.
Now, there's something.
It is reported that Mrs. Henry Van Porter, one of our better singers in Harlem, flatly refused to have her voice humiliated by singing a duet with Brown.
Better singers.
This, we believe, was the real cause of the postponement. Although this writer called Mr. Brown on the phone yesterday for a statement, but found him unable to talk, much less sing. We are looking forward to the recital next week, when it is hoped that the teacher will be able to drug Mr. Brown sufficiently to get him on stage.
Ivory, that's the whole thing, and I'll sue the newspaper for assault, battery, and slander.
Yeah, well, don't start suing the newspaper now, because they print the news, and this is news.
Yeah, but why has they got to stand up and say all that about me? Some little reporter that ain't got sense enough to come in out the rain write that stuff. Wait till the newspaper crickets hear me sing.
Yeah, well, that's who wrote this. This fella is the music cricket on the paper. He is the one that's going to report after he hears you sing.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I better let bad enough alone.
Yeah, I say you might as well. Don't forget, don't try to fight the newspaper. Remember, the pen is mightiest than the sword.
Yeah, I'd rather get stuck with a pen, though.
Yeah, well, he's sticking you with one now.
Yeah, that's the way with these crickets. They can't do nothing themselves, and they find fault with everything everybody else do.
Well, the man is paid to find out the news about singing, and he got to tell the truth, because the public wants to know the latest news.
My public. How can they be like that? I love them.
Wait a minute. Here come Henry Van Porter.
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
Don't start an argument with him.
Oh, he's on my side. Come in, Henry.
Well, how is you today, Henry?
Well, my charming friends, how is you? Mrs. Van Porter is home, and she's having a nervous breakdown.
Oh, she is, huh? What's the matter with her? Getting old?
Oh, wait a minute, Andy.
I do not like that remark about Mrs. Van Porter.
Well, you don't like her singing, neither, do you?
Well, her singing has nothing to do with the remark you made. I'll have you know, Andrew Brown, that she is a member of the younger set.
All right, all right. Well, what's the matter with her?
Yeah, what is the matter, Andrew?
Well, it just seems that this singing that she's doing is getting on her nerves. Last night, she heard the news of the postponement, and it just messed up all of her plans.
Yeah, well, Andy had a bad throat here till they called the thing off.
Yeah, I was sick as two horses there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, confidential and under your hat, Mrs. Van Porter went to a store here in town, and she got a new dress to take home on approval. She was going to take the dress back Saturday morning, and she had a hard time getting the dress out of the store.
Oh, yeah, they won't let my wife take none out unless they put one of them lead sinkers on it. And if you take the lead sinkers off, why, you got to keep the dress.
Well, they had the little lead weights on the dress that Mrs. Van Porter borrowed, but she got some flowers to cover the lead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do that.
But now she can't use the dress for the recital, and of course, she blames you for the whole thing, Andy.
Well, you blame me for it, huh?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, first of all, she say that you are teacher's pet.
Well, one thing, I paid that teacher $21. I ought to get a little petting for that. That's more than Mrs. Van Porter done paid. You know that teacher can't live on IOUs.
Well, boys, some things you know goes wrong and you can't do nothing about them.
Well, I will be glad when this singing is over, because it is about to drive me out of my own home.
Well, don't forget we got to practice. People complaining about my singing.
Well, yeah, and there's been some complaints, yeah.
I have heard, come, come, I love you only, till I'm about to jump out of a window.
Well, I don't sing that much. I vocalize.
Hey, ee. I, you, Yeah, well, that is the thing, Andy, that the fellas is talking about in the newspaper, you know.
Mrs. Van Porter says that you will ruin her voice.
Well, how about her ruining my voice? She got me deaf in one ear now, the side she sings on.
Yeah, well, tell me this. When do you think the recital is going to be?
Well, Mrs. Van Porter talked to the teacher a while ago. And the teacher thought that she would tell everybody, but the singers, a little ahead of time and not tell them till a few minutes before the recital happens so that they won't have time to get scared.
Scared? I ain't scared, I'll tell you that. I'll sing in front of anybody. Be very funny if you see me in Carnegie Hall.
I think they got a janitor, Andrew.
All right, be funny now, be funny. I'll show you. Wait a minute, come in, son.
Well, hello there, what y'all doing in
here? Hello, Amos.
Yeah, well, we're just talking to Andy here, Brother Amos. Andy claims that, after all, the reason his throat closed up on him and all that stuff, that he claims that he didn't have the buck fever, and that wasn't the trouble with his throat.
Well, don't think that I got the buck fever.
Yeah, well, the reason I come over here, I just talked to your singing teacher just a minute ago. I just left there, and she says that she is going ahead with the recital tonight, and Andy, you has got to sing.
Well, that's news.
Yeah, well, going ahead with it, huh, Amos? Well, what do you think of it, Andy?
Well, I'll do the best I can.
No, that's all right. Take it easy. I was just fooling. Yeah, now there's a fella that's really got a throat, ain't it?
Yeah, them buck fever germs are just laying in your throat there waiting to hear something.
Come on, son, unlax yourself. I was just kidding.
To many, many families, soup means Campbell's tomato soup. So if it's a favorite at your house, too, won't you plan to have it again soon? And may I remind you that many people enjoy Campbell's tomato soup served as a tangy sauce. It's condensed, you know, double strength and double rich in keen tomato flavor, so it's ready to serve. Just heat it as it comes from the can and pour it over meatloaf, croquettes, or leftovers. It gives them a zippy tomato flavor men and youngsters both like. Many women keep extra cans of Campbell's tomato soup on hand to serve as a sauce as well as a soup. Don't you want to put it on your grocery list now? And Andy, in person, will return to you tomorrow at this same hour. This is Bill Hay, speaking for Campbell's Tomato Soup, bidding you all good night.
Tomorrow, meet the day with a sunny glass of tomato juice, but make sure it's Campbell's. Campbell's canning process retains the fresh tomato flavor that never varies can to can. Tomorrow, turn to Campbell's Tomato Juice, a better drink at breakfast. A grand drink anytime.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Because of the importance of President Roosevelt's address to Congress, the transcription of the talk will be broadcast over WJSV at 10:45 this evening. WJSV, Washington.